On this episode, I'm joined by a very special guest to talk Universal's Islands of Adventure. This is episode 179 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and today I am joined by one of the coolest kids I know, my daughter, Kaylin. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com and like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. And don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast at ctmpodcast.com. Jared and Jamie release new shows every Monday and Thursday. Then on that same feed, Jamie has Trip Tales once a month, and we have CTM at the Movies once a month as well. Then Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes episode every Wednesday, so go out and search for the Diz Dudes and subscribe. And here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays, so the Capture the Magic Network has you covered all week long. And if you're looking to book your next Disney or Universal vacation, you want to reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. You can reach Melissa at M-P-I-L-G-R-I-M at themouseexperts.com. And we're going to talk about Melissa a little bit later once we get into some of the Universal Studios pricing. And finally, if you want even more content, if you want Diz Dudes live every Monday night, if you want an awesome t-shirt that is only available to the Cool Kids Club, plus live streams and so much more, check out ctmvip.com. So today we're going to talk about Universal's Islands of Adventure, but first you're going to hear an awesome word from our sponsor at Expedition Roasters.
Howdy, partners. Did you hear that the folks over at Expedition Roasters have hit gold? Gold Rush Churro flavor, that is, in Prospector's Roast. It's Expedition Roasters' latest specialty coffee release. This creation arose when the Prospector's Churros were left on the mountain blasting site. Next thing you know, there's a big thunder blast, and it's raining churro dust into the campfire coffee. Eureka! A churro snack and a coffee roast. Now brew up a cup and hold on, because this here's the wildest coffee in the wilderness. And don't forget to check out their huge selection of pop culture-themed coffees, teas, and gear. Capture the Magic listeners, be sure to use code CTM20 for 20% off an order with us. That's CTM20 at expeditionroasters.com. Brew your happy place.
Thank you so much, Expedition Roasters. We truly appreciate you guys and absolutely love your coffee. So, I got a special guest.
Hi.
Her name is Miss Kaylin.
Hi.
And you can say other things than hi, correct?
Maybe.
Okay, good. Because otherwise it's going to be a weird episode.
True.
All right. So we're going to talk about Islands of Adventure today at Universal in Orlando. Yes. And why are we going to talk about this? What happened this week?
Okay, so for our school, we have a trip for fifth grade at the very end of the school year. And we all get on this nice fancy bus, the whole fifth grade, and go to Islands of Adventure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you've been looking forward to this for a little bit? About how long?
Since
do you think?
I knew, which was about maybe even a year ago.
Yeah. Because one of your friends, Cassidy,
she
who
told
was
us.
In fifth grade last year, got to go. So you've been looking forward to this for a long time.
A very long time.
Were you looking forward to it because it is not Disney, or because it includes Harry Potter, or a combination of both? Were you just excited for something new?
Yeah, I just, like, a year ago, most likely a year ago, we didn't go to Disney too much, so I'm not too excited because it was, like, Disney or whatever.
Okay.
But I did really want to see the Harry Potter and all the Jurassic Park and some of the things that weren't at Disney, because we did still go sometimes.
Yeah. So, I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go through, and if you have any opinions, just jump in. I want to go through some of the details about this.
Okay.
So this is, we like to give our listeners, do you listen to this show, to Main Street Magic?
Not really.
Why? Why don't you?
I already know everything about Disney and it's...
Really? You know
well,
everything
I mean,
about
not
Disney?
Everything, but most everything.
You don't want to just listen for the entertainment factor of your mommy and I?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, then what are you listening to on your headphones all the time?
A lot of crap.
What? You can't say crap on a family show.
Oh.
Kaylin. I'm kidding. You can. No. You shouldn't, though. You should watch your mouth.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to talk about Universal's Islands of Adventure. So Islands of Adventure is a theme park located in Orlando, Florida, obviously. Opened in May 28th of 1999, along with CityWalk, as part of an expansion that converted Universal Studios Florida into the Universal Orlando Resort. So Islands of Adventure is modeled after a journey of exploration where guests embark on an adventure to visit a variety of themed islands. Now, initially, the park featured six islands. Seventh, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, was added in 2010. And then themed to Harry Potter franchise. It was Universal's largest investment since the resort's founding in 1990. The expansion led to a significant increase in attendance. And in 2013, Islands of Adventure ranked seventh domestically and 11th internationally after hosting approximately 8.1 million guests. The eighth island, Skull Island, opened on July 13th, 2016. See, history. It's history.
They don't teach you
that in school.
Yeah, because it's that.
But this is cool history.
Yeah. Our history is like, oh, World War II, this guy died, this guy became king or whatever. This dude over here was cool and stuff.
Okay. That's history different than I learned it.
Yeah.
So like Universal Studios Florida next door, Islands of Adventure has not limited itself to Universal's own library because it licensed other characters from rival studios, many of whom did not own theme parks of their own as attractions and lands. So some of these include Dr. Seuss, obviously Harry Potter. We got Popeye and then the pre-2009 Marvel Comics.
Ooh la la.
We'll definitely talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to go over some ticket pricing, right?
Mm.
So for our ticket, for this trip, it's obviously like a bulk deal. How would you know? You didn't pay for any of it.
Well, I saw the form.
Oh, you saw the form?
Okay. I'm not blind.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Okay.
So that's information that I'm happy to hear.
Okay.
So ticket pricing for us, we got a good deal. Basically all in for both Kaylin and I to go for the day, plus the coach bus back and forth. I want to say it was about $230, $240, which is really, really good. In fact, when I got my ticket on the back, it said I was a youth.
Oh, my God.
And I haven't been a youth in, like, 30 years, right?
Okay.
What? What's considered a youth?
Not. I don't know. A young
dude,
adult?
Disney is 9 and under.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I'm 39. Ugh. I'm 39, so 30 years ago, I was 9. I haven't been a youth for 30 years. Years. Are you a youth?
No.
No. What are you?
I'm above Disney kids.
I know. You're an
adult.
So
now, yeah.
To Disney's eyes, not to mine.
No.
You're still a kid.
Well, of course I am.
When you become an adult, you pay rent. So you want to be an adult here?
Yeah, but then I don't want to be an adult here. I'll be an adult somewhere else.
Not a fan of how this is going. So I'm going to go over some of the general ticket pricing. And this is actually taken straight from Theme Park Insider. This was just in April that they posted this article. And the reason I'm doing this is that Universal's pricing is very, very interesting.
What do you mean?
Well, there are so many different ticket options. There's one day, there's 2 day, there's park hopper, there's non-park hopper, there's select, there's Florida resident, there's... Like, there's always a deal going on for the most part, right?
Okay.
So, these are prices for adults rounded to the nearest dollar and do not include tax. If you truly, truly, truly want to book a Universal trip, I'm just going to tell you, don't try and do it on your own. Don't try and make sense of it. Your brain will explode. Literally explode.
Well, I'm glad I don't have to hear that.
Right. So, what I would do if I were you... Or me, because you're not paying for it. You're not a real adult.
Hmm.
Is I would contact Melissa Pilgrim with the Ears of Experience. And again, you can reach her at MPILGRIM at themouseexperts.com. It's called a plug. Isn't that good? The way I worked it right in there.
Okay.
Thank you. So, but on average, one park per day, if you do one day, about 115, you move up to 2 days, 225. 3 day goes up to 245, so on and so on. The more you play, the less you pay. Right? That's marketing. Universal can use that if they want. I just came up with it. If you're going to do park to park, one day can start about $170 per person, 2 day around $285, 3 day $305, and again goes up and up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Express pass. Okay. Here's a huge difference between Disney and Universal. Disney, every park day you have, three fast passes are included for free, part of park admission, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as you use those three, you can add additional ones. Mm-hmm. We're very, very used to fast passes. Okay.
Yeah.
They are not included at Universal. You have to pay for it.
Is that why everyone's like, oh, yeah, Disney's better?
No. Well, I think a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, Disney's better because it is. I don't know if it's just this. I mean, in general, Disney is better. Just saying. We can get in that conversation at the end.
Mm.
We'll do a little something. Okay.
Mm.
All right. So Express Pass can range anywhere from the low end to $40 to $150 a day. Why is that range so big? Because Universal decided to have the most confusing system that's ever existed to man on how to upgrade your Express Pass. But you have a couple options. You have the Universal Express Pass. This is available for purchase online or in parks, allowing one person, one ride on each attraction which participates in the Express. This starts around $69.99. Okay?
Okay.
Per person per day.
Okay.
Universal Express Unlimited Pass. This is available for purchase online or in the parks, either bundled with admission or separately, allowing one person an unlimited number of rides on any attraction which participates. This can start around $89.99 a day.
Okay, wait. How long is it?
Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
The whole day.
Oh.
Then you have the on-site hotel Universal Express Unlimited Pass. This is included for all guests at the three luxury Universal Resort hotels. Cabana Bay, Sapphire Falls, Aventura, are excluded, obviously. No extra cost. So this is included with your room stay.
Huh.
Allowing each person staying on site an unlimited number of rides on any attraction which participates. Volcano Bay. Not included. And then finally, if you're a Premier Pass Universal Express after 4 p.m., that's an annual pass holder at the Premier level. Holders of the top of the line Premier Pass get free Universal Express access every day from 4 p.m. until park closing. Has your head exploded yet?
No.
Okay.
I'm
not even listening. Thank you. I appreciate that, Kaylin. Pretty soon you better listen because you're going to have to be a part of this in a minute. Here's what I will say again. Contact Melissa. Let her figure all this out for you. She's amazing. I've been messaging her all day while I put these notes together because it seriously confuses me. You may find that it is actually worth staying at one of the luxury hotels just to get Express Pass as opposed to staying at a lower tier hotel like Cabana Bay, Sapphire Falls, or Aventura and then paying for Express Pass. You could actually be better off staying at a luxury hotel.
God, well,
you are so much like your mother. Like, just your faces, everything as I look at you, and your glazed over bored eyes. You are mommy so much. I love it. You just are like, can you get on with it, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. A couple more notes, and then we're going to get into the fun part, okay?
Okay.
The meat and the potatoes.
Oh, yay, potatoes.
Right. All right. They do have a dining plan. You can enjoy a selection of over 100 participating dining locations when you choose from the Universal Dining Plan. This is only available. You know what? I'm not going to get into all the details. Contact Melissa, please. But it's much like the Disney Dining Plan. Now, they're not as strict. You can do some different things where you may not have to get it for all of your stay. You can purchase without a package, all kinds of good stuff. So they do have a Coca-Cola Freestyle Souvenir Cup for $15.99, which means you get unlimited refills at a Coca-Cola Freestyle machine for the day.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's with the days?
That's just the way they do it, man. That's how they make money.
What if they just added, like, a year and then just added money? Like,
A year-long price?
Yeah.
I agree. I think they should.
Because I just want Coke all the time.
Right. I know. Or, like, flavored. You can get the Freestyle machine.
True.
So it's all kind of flavored stuff.
Yeah.
All right, they have the Universal Dining Plan, which is quick service. That's $23.99. You get a quick service meal, you get a snack, and a non-alcoholic beverage. They have the Universal Dining Plan, which is a quick service. You get the Coca-Cola Freestyle Souvenir Cup as well. that also includes the quick service meal and a snack, or the universal dining plan, which will include a table service, a quick service, Coca-Cola, all that good stuff. That's only available with the purchase of a Universal Orlando Vacation package, which, you know who you can book that package through?
Melissa?
Yeah. Who is Melissa with?
You.
Really, dude? Ears of Experience.
Oh, I'm still not listening that much. Ears of Experience.
Okay, good. Yay. Even did jazz hands. All right, now's where we're going to get into the good stuff.
Yay!
We're going to get into the attractions, we're going to get into the lands, and I'm going to really, really want your opinion. So you ready?
Mm-hmm. Can I be, like, very, very honest?
Yes. I would hope you would be honest. Well, Why would you lie?
What if the honest is, like, harsh, very harsh?
In a good way or a bad way? Are you talking
about
harsh?
In a bad way. Like, harsh, like, oh, Disney's so much worse than this, or like something.
I would appreciate if you're honest.
Oh.
But I will also fight you.
Okay.
If it comes down to that.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay.
All right. All right. First, as you walk in, and we're going to go through each of the lands. So we're basically going to walk in the. We're not going to do it in the order that we did it.
Oh.
We can talk about the order we did it after. Oh. Okay. Or would you rather talk about the order we did it?
I don't know. I also don't really care.
Okay.
But, I mean, whatever.
Okay. I like you. You should be on more stuff. You're funny.
Yeah.
All right. So you're first going to walk through Port of Entry. This is the main strip. As you walk in, there are no attractions or rides. It's all shopping and it's dining, right?
Yeah.
So it's themed. The theming to me is very kind of Morocco. It's very like, not even Morocco. I guess it's more Caribbean Moroccan, if that's a thing.
I just remember seeing a whole bunch of stores like Starbucks and Panda and Express. And
well, no, that was City Walk.
Oh.
I'm talking about once you get through City Walk. We'll talk about City Walk a little bit later.
Oh. Then
but it was
I have
the
no
main
idea what
entry
I'm
after.
About.
Once we scan and you guys had to write your name on the back
of
your ticket.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand.
From there
why,
on out.
I mean.
Because
yeah,
your children
are
not taking your fingerprint for some reason. They took mine.
I still saw like Starbucks and stuff.
No,
we were
going to
get Starbucks.
Yeah, we never did because
we
didn't
work
our way. So.
Yeah.
All right. So next, as you go in, we're going to go again. We're going to go counterclockwise to the left and around.
Mm.
So your first land is Marvel Superhero Island. All right. This is going to include Incredible Hulk Coaster, Doctor Doom's Fearfall, The Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man, and Storm Force Acceleration. All right, let's talk theming. Let's talk land.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of the overall land as a whole? Then we'll get into
it. It was
the rides.
Really good. Like, I mean, it like there was a lot of cool things there, like the billboards and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like if you were trying to go for a oh, there's superheroes here kind of vibe, like because of all the billboards everywhere, I'd say it's not that good. But if it was like one of those things where it's just themed, where there's meant to be just a whole bunch of random superheroes everywhere,
mm-hmm.
then I think they did really good.
Okay.
Because you could just see superheroes everywhere.
So this is because of the contracts and because, you know, Disney now owns Marvel, but they don't own the theme park rights. Universal has them. So that's why everything was old. If that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
Because it was comic. It's very. It's pre-2009. So it's very comic booky.
Yeah. There was a lot of things that looked like comic books. Like,
how did that connect with you as a 11-year-old? Now, me, I know kind of the older stuff. You don't. You know the Marvel Cinematic Universe with today's Iron Man and Captain America and all that. Did you connect on the same, like, were you excited to see these characters, even though maybe they aren't the ones that you're used to seeing in that form? Like, what did you feel about that?
Kind of, because, like, the ones that I didn't know, I would just kind of be confused.
Yeah.
And then, like, other ones, like, I think, I forgot his name. It's, like, the one with the long tentacles. I think it's
Doc Ock.
Yeah, Doc Ock.
Yep.
I kind of know him.
Right.
And so I was, like, kind of interested to see him, but the other ones I didn't know, I wasn't that interested.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. No, that makes sense to me. Okay. Okay, so let's talk rides.
Ooh.
So, let's first talk Hulk Coaster.
Oh, my God.
What did you think of this?
I loved this one.
Yeah.
So, you would walk in. We walked in, and it was not that long of a wait.
No.
There's, like, a little outside wait, and then you get inside, and there's all these cool things, and there's even, like, people turning into Hulks, I guess.
Yeah. So you
like
the theming
screen.
And like the queue
yeah,
and
I
walking
like the screen
through?
And the
okay.
queue and stuff. And then you get on the ride. There's. I also love the fact that you can either choose front row or any other row.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
See, this is interesting because at somewhere like any other, you know, at again, we're going to compare a lot of things to Disney.
Yeah.
At Disney, you can request front row, but there's not a specific line that you get to just choose ahead of time.
Exactly.
So I agree. I thought that was cool that it was like, because we walked through the first time. We walked right past the lady and she goes, "Did you read the sign?" And I'm like, "Oh God, what am I supposed to read?"
Yeah, we didn't even know there was
like,
a sign.
No, and I walk back out and I look at it and it said front row to the left, all of the rows to the right. And I looked at you girls and said, and I'll go back real quick. I had as a chaperone, I had Kaylin, I had her friend Rochelle and her friend Lynette. So it was me, three girls. So it was, which was nice that it was four of us because things would be even. Mm-hmm. So I asked you girls, like, do you guys want to go front row or do you want to go any other row? Because it was first time ever. And you said, any other row, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So sorry, keep going.
And so you'd walk in. Okay. So we did it twice, actually. The first time we did, what he said, we did the any other row. Second time we did the first row. So second row, any other row went pretty fast. It was actually really quick. And we got on pretty fast. I think we were in the third row. And then it kind of has like a weird strap, but I mean, okay. And then you start going. It was really, really fun. And it was interesting because you couldn't feel going upside down. Like, I felt going fast and I felt all of that, but I couldn't feel, like, I didn't feel like I was upside down.
Really?
Yeah, I could see it, but I didn't feel it.
You know why?
Why?
You're 11.
Oh.
Be 39. Totally feel you're going upside down.
Well, like, on Rock and Roller Coaster, I lift from my seat a little bit and it's really fun. That one, I just, like, I couldn't feel it that much.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, that makes sense. How do you like that initial launch?
I liked that one. One, you started going forwards, turned a little bit, like started going up, and then you just sprinted out. Rock and Roller Coaster, you sit there, counts down, it gets you all like excited and stuff and freaked out, and then it just shoots forward.
Yeah.
So I think I liked the going more. A little bit, or I don't know, because the going one, it was like less like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then the sitting there, you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah. Here's what I like. And it's weird. I don't want to ruin the surprise for anyone if you've never ridden this. So if you want, like most podcast apps have a little 30-second button, you can go 30 seconds in advance. So maybe you press that once or twice. I love rocking because you go from a flat, you know, surface and it just shoots you. But you kind of know it's coming in a sense. What I like about this one is it starts to take you up an incline like a standard coaster.
Mm-hmm.
But halfway up, it's like, nah, we're not doing it this
way.
We're going to shoot you off now.
Yeah.
And you immediately go into a corkscrew.
Yeah, it's really fun. Yeah, I really like that because I like all the loops.
I think this has, if I remember, and I could be off, I think it has 7 inversions, which include loops as well as corkscrews.
Mm-hmm.
It's all outdoors once you leave the initial launch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty awesome. So what did you like better, front row or one of the other rows?
I'm not sure because the other rows, I couldn't really see that well.
Yeah.
But I mean, I could still see. And then the front row, there was like wind everywhere in my face. Like my mouth even got dry because of it.
Yeah.
But I could see better.
Yes.
So I think I liked first row because you could feel the wind more, so you can feel the ride more.
Yeah.
And then you can see everything very clearly. So it's like, you know, you're going upside down. I feel like when I know I'm going upside down, I feel it more.
Okay.
Because when I first went on Rock and Roller Coaster, I didn't even know there was a loop in the beginning.
Right. You don't know when they're coming as much because you can't see it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hulk is definitely a longer coaster than Rock and Roller Coaster. It has many more inversions. Let's just real quick, which do you like better? I know Hulk is very fresh in your mind. Which overall do you think you like better? Like, just I'm talking from the moment you walk into the queue to the moment you step off.
I think Hulk.
Okay. I think that's a pretty fair.
Yeah, because, I mean, I still really like Rock and Roller Coaster. It's really good and stuff. But comparing the two, I think I'd pick Hulk.
Yeah. You know, Hulk is interesting, too, because you have 4 people across as opposed to, like, a Rockin' that's 2. Like, it's a much more open seating area as well. And you're right. It has the standard pullover strap, but then they also belt you in.
Yeah, and then they also belt you in.
Which makes you know that this thing's going to be serious.
Yeah.
Right? Because
I remember seeing that, and I was like, they need to belt you in?
Because if that thing unlocks, at least you got a belt to hold you in. Because, I wouldn't want to Yee. All right. We did not do Dr. Doom's Fearfall, but this is basically an outdoor Tower of Terror. Would you do this on the next trip? You would not.
No.
All.
I mean, like, looking at the height and stuff, I don't like rides that, like, drop that much.
Yeah. Okay.
So when I saw that, I was just immediately a no.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember telling my friend,
I would like to do it in the future, I think, but at the same time, I don't want to. You know, I've done that ride on top of an extremely tall building in Vegas.
Oof.
With Brittany.
I don't know.
Brittany made me... Really? Brittany, you know who Brittany is?
Brittany Spears.
Yes, I went on that with Brittany Spears, Kaylin. No, Ansley's mom, you nerd. Jeez. Apologies, Brittany. We should hang out with them soon so you remember who she is, apparently. No, I did that on top of the Stratosphere in Vegas. It's basically that same ride, but it's also already on top of a ridiculously tall building.
How many stories?
I don't know. I think it's the tallest freestanding building on, like, the West Coast or something.
Oh.
Yeah, it was crazy. I almost cried. I did not want to do it. This was a long time ago, much younger. But anyway, I would like to do Fearfall. We had talked about me doing it with one of your friends, Rochelle, but
then
we just lost out of the time, and I may have been like, hey, why don't we do something else so we don't have to do that? Because I'm not sure I was ready for it myself. Because it's open. Like, Tower of Terror is enclosed.
Yeah, Tower of Terror, it's closed.
So, I don't know. God. All right. Let's talk of the Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man.
Oh, my God.
I loved this
one. Okay. This ride almost made me cry, and in the good way. So, you're going in, and you're, like, it looked really cool, first of all. And you're, like, doing all this stuff. Spider-Man comes. You see him. He looks amazing. And then you're, like, doing all the nice, like, you do the normal. You do the 3D. You get, like, sprayed, I think, with a little bit of water. Mm-hmm. You do all that stuff. And then there's Stan Lee, who's driving a truck.
Yeah.
And then there's Stan Lee. I forgot the second part, but he was
right
there
at the
again.
End, I think it was. Yep.
And I almost started to cry. And then at the very end, if you've been to Disney, you know at the end they say stuff like, please do not exit until the ride has come to a complete stop.
Yeah.
That voice was Stan Lee's.
Yep.
I almost cried. I started getting teared up. Like, literally today at school, we had a yearbook. And Stan Lee, it's like, it was one of the top most saddest deaths. Stan Lee was number two. I was like, he should be one. Anyway. And I had all my makeup on and stuff because there was a dance. And I almost cried. And everyone's like, don't cry. You have, like, makeup on and stuff. And I'm like, sorry.
Aw. What did you think of the queue? Like, us going through? Because we didn't have to wait
too long. The queue was awesome.
Yeah, it was very
like,
cool, right?
I liked looking around. They had the cartoons up and stuff. And I liked looking around and seeing everything.
Yeah.
And it was really cool.
Yeah. Here's what I loved about the queue is, and you guys can probably hear the dogs in the background right now because they're going nuts. Here's what I loved about the queue is that it told such an amazing story.
Mm-hmm.
Based on, so you literally walked through the Daily Bugle, like,
yeah,
like offices, and you saw like desks, and you saw, and there were news reports about what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a reason that you were going on this ride in this vehicle. And I loved the setup. It connected so well. And what I loved, and we're going to talk about this more, is their mixed use of 3D and actual set pieces.
Yeah. Right? Okay. Can I say something real quick?
Please
I
do.
Love the 3D glasses for Universal.
I really like their
3D
glasses.
Okay.
Too.
I'm going to be truthfully honest. The 3D glasses.
How dare you be honest?
The 3D glasses for Universal are so much more better than Disney's.
They really are.
They're stiff. They're, like, it's either, like, you can pull them out a little bit, and then you put them on your face, and they're either too big or too small.
Yeah.
And they're always so stiff, and those, you like, you see it, and it looks stiff, and you put them on, and it's so comfortable,
they
and
really
I'm like,
were.
What?
Yeah. No, I agree completely, actually. I like them.
Yeah.
And all of their 3D glasses are the same.
Yeah.
Like Disney, you have different ones on Pandora, which is newer. You have, you know, you have the old school yellow rimmed ones on certain rides. You've got Star Tours, like... So I really liked it, but what I liked is the fact that it was like to me, the Amazing Spider-Man, was it Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man? To me, it was a combination between a Star Tours and a Great Movie Ride of old.
Yeah.
Where you move through actual sets, which are part of the ride, but then you go in front of a screen and you see this amazing 3D.
Yeah.
And this ride is old. I remember going on Mommy with this ride. This is the ride where Mommy and I technically kind of fell in love.
Oh, God.
Because we rode it several times.
Here we go.
Did you say here we go?
No.
Okay, I think you did say that. This, okay. We rode it several times. Last time I went to Islands of Adventure was about 15 years ago with Mommy. Two of our friends, Brittany was actually one of them. Did you know that?
Britney Spears.
Yes, again, I want to Britney Spears. Thank you, man. I love this ride. I love it. It's 4D because there are areas where there's explosions and you feel heat. There are sprays. The mixed use is really, really good as opposed to just sticking you. Now, Pandora, Flight of Passage is incredible.
Yeah.
I still think after Universal, it's the best ride I've ever been on.
Mm-hmm.
But I love this mixed use where you're not just sticking people in front of a motion simulator in a 3D ride. You're using some other things.
Yeah.
So I love that part.
Mm-hmm.
So we come out and this is actually surprisingly not one of the few. I can think of maybe another one. This every time you walk off a ride at Islands of Adventure, at least, you don't go through a gift shop. Disney, you go through a gift shop every time.
Yeah, Disney.
Here, we did go through a gift shop. Yeah. You want to talk about the gift shop?
Yeah, I'd love to talk about the gift shop.
Go ahead.
So, you don't know this because I'm never on here, but I love Tom Holland. He is amazing. And so, I saw a poster of him and was framed and everything. They were all framed. And it was it was him in his little, spider suit or just him. It was signed, too. Yep. It was signed Tom Holland. I would have gotten it if it wasn't $850.
Yeah.
I actually would have gotten that if it literally... It was $850.
What would have been the top amount you would have paid for it?
As much as I have.
Ow.
I don't know how much I have.
$7? I'm pretty sure they're not gonna sell that.
If I had a lot of money, I would do it for most all of my money.
When I redo this office that we're in right now, this studio this summer, which is gonna go all Disney, Marvel, Pixar, whatever. You want me to try and get one? You want to try and get a Tom Holland autograph?
Oh, I love that. Yeah, wait, would you actually do that?
I'm not spending $850 on it.
Well, I mean, there are other ones. They
so
might
I bought
not
a hat,
happen.
Though, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I had to look because about 50% of the Marvel stuff has Universal Studios on it. I did not want one with Universal Studios.
Why, though?
Not there yet, man. I'm a Disney guy.
Oh, my God.
I'm Disney. I'm not turning to the dark side yet. Ever.
Yet. You ever. Just. I will you include ju- it. No, you just said yet.
No, I will
ever.
Include it. We can talk about that later, okay?
You just said yet.
Okay, I did
ever.
Say yet. I didn't mean that. All right. Last ride in Marvel Superhero Island is Storm Force Acceleration. Guests can spin their own vehicles as they whirl around at high speeds. This is very teacup-ish. We did not ride this. Right?
Yeah.
Just didn't even bother, honestly. All right. Let's move into Toon Lagoon.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a towel with you? Do you have a bathing suit on? Do you have...
Some people did.
So Toon Lagoon takes cartoons from everything. I mean, I saw everything from, Betty Boop, Popeye. Literally, go to the old school comics in a newspaper, and they were included. Dagwood, you don't know who any of these people are. First
I really didn't.
Right. We're talking decades ago, comic book characters into this land. What did you think about the overall land? Did it not resonate with you or did it? Because you don't know these characters.
I really didn't care for it.
Okay.
Like, if I knew the characters, I would have been like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. Because I know these characters from a while ago and no one cares about them anymore.
But I don't know them, so I'm like, okay.
What?
But even without knowing them, what did you think of just the overall set? Did you feel like you were inside of maybe a comic or something?
I didn't really care for it or like it that much. Okay.
All right, that's fair. I'm kind of with you. I mean, I've never been like a Sunday paper comic guy.
Yeah.
I feel like this is, again, as an old man, this was still before my time. Like, maybe my dad would have liked it.
Yeah.
But I didn't really connect with it. But let's talk about the rides that we went on.
Oh, the
first,
the
let's talk
rides.
About, first we're going to talk about Popeye and Bluto's Bilge Rat Barges. So you get a whitewater rafting adventure with Popeye that leaves riders completely drenched. Do you feel that that is a fair explanation of such a ride, completely drenched?
Worst ride ever? And yes. So I got off it with like, because I had my arms just like squeezed next to me and just my hands out, just surprised that one of my contacts hasn't fallen out.
Yeah, that's true.
And like, so when I got off, it was like kind of like under my arms where it was the only place that wasn't that wet. And then we went on Dougley Doo Rides Ripsaw Falls.
What'd you think about that one?
I didn't care for it. And I was, by the end of that one, I was still surprised when my contacts hadn't fallen off. So Dougley Doo Rides Ripsaw Falls is like, you go down a very tall, like, thing, like, it's a, what's it, Splash Mountain? Yeah, Splash Mountain.
Very much like that.
It's just like Splash Mountain, because you literally, I almost thought it was almost like someone did a copyright. Literally, you go outside, you go around a little boat, you do a little thing, and then you go down.
Okay.
And so you know how when you're going down Splash Mountain, all the water sprays outside of the boat?
Yeah.
Well, this one, it all sprayed inside of the boat.
This is true.
And my bag was wet. I was wet. The lady behind me was wet. everyone was wet.
Yeah. We waited a while, actually, for Dudley Do Right. You wanted to leave about halfway through. And I was like, dude, we're already halfway through. Let's just try it. It's a very dark, narrow, indoor queue.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And the ride vehicle is very interesting because it's single, right? You have five people, so it's not like our Splash Mountain.
Yeah, and
where
it's
you have
very,
two.
It's very in Titan, so the people behind you are like, they have their legs around you.
Right.
And knowing that a random lady was behind me was great.
I was not allowed to sit in the front row. They had to move me because I'm too tall to squeeze my big button legs inside of there. So I had to go to the second one, and then luckily I knew Lynette in front of me.
Yeah.
But you're right. You had to, like, stick your whole legs through. And it's interesting. It's, here's what I had heard prior. And again, I had heard first when I was asking for, like, tips and whatever. I had asked people, you know, tell me some things about Universal. And everybody said, if it says water ride, you will get drenched. And I'm like, okay, whatever. You get drenched? Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. That's no joke.
It's kind of true because Jurassic Park, water ride, I didn't get
okay,
that
not
wet.
Drenched, but these two, you will get sopping wet from head to toe. Like, I'm talking every millimeter of your body will be covered in water. Every piece of your clothing, you will be able to wring water out.
Yeah, it felt like for that short medium time after that, felt like I was walking in water because of my shoes.
Yeah.
That wasn't fun.
I really liked the Bilge Rat barges other than getting absolutely drenched.
Yeah.
It was very long. It was twice as long as Cali River Rapids over at Animal Kingdom. It was much more exhilarating. Very similar raft and ride vehicle. But I'm going to say there is zero reason to get this wet on rides.
Exactly.
When you can't choose it. You know what I mean? Like, these two rides should be in a water park, not a theme park, in my opinion.
Because
it is
way
too much.
Yeah, the Popeye's, the Popeye ride, you, like, there were some parts where you could try and, like, duck and get out of the way.
Could you, though?
But it didn't work.
Right, because
that's
the next
thing.
Time, you're nailed, dude.
They would be like, there was even a part where you went down this little thing and water came like a flood over the boat.
Do you even think a poncho would save you from that ride?
No.
Did, There were some people on our raft that had ponchos, didn't they? And I think they still got soaked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you would get soaked on that, whatever you had on.
Yeah. Yeah, I really, it stinks because I like these rides. I don't think it's right to have a ride inside of an amusement theme park like this,
but
where you have zero chance of staying dry. I mean, zero.
Yeah.
Kelly River Rapids, Splash Mountain, some of those, you could technically stay dry. Mm-hmm. You know there's a chance. You have no chance here. You're getting soaked no matter what happens.
I forgot what I was going to say.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, think of it.
And look at what you've done.
Look at what I've done. I will say this. If this is something you're going to do, they do have lockers up front that you can rent. I would take a change of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be ready because I do think these rides are great. I hate the fact that you have zero choice on whether you get wet or not.
Yeah.
Right.
But you can pay to get dry again.
Yeah, for $5. Did some of your friends do it? Oh, tell me about that. Did they try?
They didn't do it. This family left it on, and there were 15 of them all got in one.
That's
and
awesome.
So it's this small little chamber that you pay $5,
right,
and it dries you off from every side. So him and his friends, there were 15 of them about, and this one family paid and left it on, and so he spotted it and was like, everyone get in! And so everyone jumped in, and there were 15 kids, like, and they were all boys. 15 wet boys,
all boys
just in this small little thing getting dried off from every...
I kind of wish we had tried one.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine they work that well. $5 would have been worth it to report about. So, but did any of your friends say they got dry, or are those just 15 of them so it didn't work?
I don't know.
Okay.
They didn't tell me if they got dry or
all
not.
All right. All right.
But they were just... It was funny.
Okay, let's move on to Skull Island,
ooh,
where we have Reign of Kong. Now, this is a simulator, is a 3D ride where passengers brave the dangers of a mysterious island where few have dared to venture. Talk about it. This is the longest we waited all day.
I was okay with that.
It was posted at 60 minutes. We waited about 60. It was right after lunch, so we were okay with kind of waiting because we ate a bunch. I'm going to let you go with the girl. Talk about it.
So the ride was pretty fun. You get in this little thing, and I actually...
Well, start from the beginning with the queue. Let's start from the beginning.
I was going to leave that fun part for after.
No, let's start with it. Okay. Let's start with it. We want to... We paint a picture, Caitlin. We paint from the beginning.
But do you?
We do. Mommy and I do. Jared does.
Sometimes
we Bob
don't.
Ross it. Oh. You know who Bob Ross is?
Yeah!
You do?
Yeah!
How do you know who Bob Ross is?
He just recently blew up for some reason.
Like, exploded?
Yeah.
I think he already died.
Yeah.
Oh.
No,
what?
I mean, like...
What do you mean? Like,
on the internet, everyone's just started, like, doing Bob Ross tutorials.
Why?
Because
of our podcast, because we started talking about him, and we're influencers. I'm just kidding. I have nothing to do with any of that. Okay. Go ahead. Let's start from the beginning of the queue.
And so, we get in the queue. We wait outside for a little bit. We go inside for a little bit, and there's this just little room where there's some skulls and stuff. And then you get in a room where there's this lady at the front.
Mm-hmm.
And she's an animatronic, very old, very ugly, very weird, just looking around, just saying random things, turning the lights on and off. And then the room is just filled with huge skulls. I don't even know if they were like ape, like King Kong skulls or human skulls.
I think they were supposed to be human.
Oh, because some of them had like pointy teeth. I was like,
oh, okay. Yeah. Could have been a whole combination then.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
So we're going through and I'm just like questioning life at this point. And then we get up to the front row.
Questioning life at this point. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we get up at the front row and we're going by. And I look at the lady and I'm like, screw you. And she just looks at me and watches me.
The animatronic?
The animatronic. Literally. And the weirdest part
Why would you yell, screw you, though? That's rude, Caitlin.
It's an animatronic, though. But she just watched me. Her eyes followed me until I left. And the weirdest part was my friend Chase said he had the same experience. He screamed, shut up to her, and she just watched him. She started speaking, or she stopped speaking and just watched him.
Interesting.
And it was really weird. And then we get to this one part where there's just this room with skulls. And then, like, it was just small skulls. There's lots of them. And then there's this one part where there's, like, dead bodies everywhere. And then there's one. And it's an animatronic that just, it's like that. And then it just jumps forward. and goes back. So it scared me and Lynette. We're screaming, almost lost our voice. And then the group in front of us was screaming a lot, so we were very scared. And then there's a black hole. A pitch black hole. Yeah. And we're all scared because pitch black holes are never good. And I thought there was an animatronic in there going to jump scare us. So I was trying to stay away from it, watching it very closely, trying to look inside. And I didn't see anything. The one guy in front of us with the group, he was one of those brave ones. He grabbed the edge, put his head through, and looked left, and then looked right, and then said, "Okay, guys, we're fine." And I was like, "Dude, you're going to get hit with an animatronic." But he didn't. So I was like, "Oh, there's just I don't know why I thought this, but oh, there's just a random black hole." A live person grabs the edge, jumps out, screams, scares me and Lynette, and then just stares at us. And we can't actually see his face, so we just see like some of his body, and he just points at us and he's like, "Come here. Come here." My friend almost gave him a high five.
Yeah, she should have.
But we were like pushing her, like, go. Yeah. I don't want this. And I looked back at him. I was like, I don't want to go.
All right, so I agree. I thought the queue was good. I thought it was weird because the animatronic old lady spoke in...
gibberish.
Yeah, gibberish. So I didn't feel a... I didn't know what was happening. I didn't understand the story in the queue.
Lynette said she watched the movie and there was a lot of... cannibalism and killing and death and blood, and I'm not sure if I want to see it.
Blood.
Yeah, there's blood and death.
So I didn't understand the story, but we got in, and then so the ride vehicle is a giant Jeep,
safari jeep
like Kilimanjaro Safari. Mm-hmm. Right.
Huh?
And this is a 3D ride.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the actual ride. What did you think of this? Because this is something we can look at Hulk. We've done roller coasters. Mm-hmm. We can look at Spider-Man. We've done 3D, 4D rides like that. We've never done anything, I think, like this ride.
That was interesting. So you get in and there's like one side closed and then another side comes down and closes on you. And I hear the man's voice and I'm like, that's like a sturdy voice that's usually like not actually just randomly picked.
Yeah.
Turns out the man driving the Jeep was an animatronic. And I didn't even know. I actually first thought it was a real dude driving, like pretending to drive a Jeep. It was an animatronic.
What? It was?
Yeah, it was.
How do you know that? Was it really?
You could see his movements. Yeah.
I didn't pay attention.
You could see his movements. He was like,
"Are you serious?"
Yeah. Who has that sturdy of a voice randomly picked?
No, I knew. No. I knew the voice was pre-recorded.
No, you could see him. You could see the fact that he was true? Like, yeah.
But really?
Yeah. I didn't think so either.
But I didn't see a track system. I was looking for a track system. Okay, here's right now where I'm going to say that this is our first time ever.
Yeah.
So if you are listening and you're big Universal fans, you're like, "You guys are idiots. It's a this and this and there's a track." Then I apologize. We are going off our one trip.
Yeah.
And I went 15 years ago and this ride was not around. You're saying that the driver was
an animatronic. He wasn't real.
My mind is blown. That is the case. That is insane. Because I kept looking at, wow. Okay, that makes sense. I'm like, whoa, I want to go back this second and ride again and just look at that. Okay, so talk about the ride. That's insane.
So you have the 3D glasses. It's like 3D most of the time except for the very end.
Yeah. Well, again, this is use of actual space and screens with 3D.
So you go through. You don't need them immediately. There's like an outside place, and we were all like, we see the lights because it was very dark in the queue.
The last I see the light.
And so you drive in through a little bit and he's like, "You won't need those things until we get into the cave."
It's a good impersonation.
And so I was thinking, oh, so we're going to have a little nice ride before. No, you just go through a little bit and then that's it.
Yeah.
And then you get into the cave And then there's just this lady who's, like, talking and, like, going around and stuff. And they are very brave people. Yeah. They're, like, they kept going through and just, like, I was like, how would any human being physically be able to do this? Because she was... There were things coming at you from every which way, and she just looked at it and, like, smacked it with a sword.
Yeah. I mean, she wasn't real. You knew that, right?
Well, obviously. It was a 3D screen, right. But she just looked at something and just smacked it with a sword. Like, she ended up falling in a pond after being carried away by this big bird thing.
And she chopped off its, like, leg.
Yeah, she chopped. She looked up, and she was like, dude, what the heck? And she just chopped off its leg, fell in a lake, looked around, and then these slimy things came up and were just, like, started squirting you. And then she just looked around at them, started smacking them with swords, and then she was like, what? And then,
you're hilarious.
Yeah.
I love it.
And then this beetle came out of nowhere. I think it was a beetle. Yeah. This beetle, huge beetle thing came out of nowhere, picked her up, and she's like, yeah, just leave me. So.
And this was 4D, so like when she chopped off, like when something exploded, it shot water.
You felt it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
how did you like the and this was screens on each side.
I liked
side.
This. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
did it feel real?
It didn't feel real, but it felt cool. Like it felt
All right,
weird
that's fair.
And cool.
Yeah.
And so. Then you go to this other part, and then there's a dinosaur. Because there's, at first, he starts driving, and he's like, okay, I'll just leave you there with that beetle. And he starts driving, and then there's raptors that start, like, chasing after us, and he's like, oh, let's go.
Yeah.
And then he starts driving way faster, like, just like, and then there's this big T-Rex that comes out of nowhere. I mean, was this Jurassic Park or no? Because... this dinosaur comes out of nowhere, eats a raptor, steps over the car, and I was, like, looking at the one side, and he goes away, and then I realized, oh, wait, there's another screen, and I turned around, and he's there, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then King Kong came from a ravine kind of thing and just started beating that thing up.
Wow. Ravine. Way to use some words, girl.
Minecraft.
Oh, God. Seriously, okay. All right, that's fair.
And,
okay.
Well, first he starts, like, chomping up, and then King Kong comes out of nowhere, and then you start falling, and I'm like, can we go? Why isn't he driving? And apparently because you're stuck, and you start falling, and then you fall into the ravine, and King Kong's beating up the dinosaur while you guys are falling, like, and you can look at, and he's just beating the thing up, and then they, like, fly over, and he's still beating the thing up, and then he ends, and then you actually land, because you land in some vines, and you're just, like, going around, and then you land, coincidentally, and then you just turn, and you see King Kong beating it up a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then he just looks up at you. And apparently the dinosaur's dead because it's just laying there with his tongue out. And then King Kong just looks at you. Just looks at you. And then he's like, let's just go. So then you drive off. And then that's when it gets real.
Yeah.
Literally. Because then you can actually see, like, it's all animatronic and stuff, King Kong's face. And I'm just looking at it. And this is where I say he's brave. Because he sees King Kong, and he starts slowly driving. Because he obviously sees that if you start driving fast, he'll attack. Yeah. So I'm like, dude, how are you not freaking out and just, like, smacking the pedal and just zooming forward? Because he's just like, okay, slow, slow, slow and steady. And I'm just like, what the? And then when you're finally past, he starts going fast. And he's like, okay, you guys are alive. So that's, oh, wait, no. Then the girl comes back with the beetle or whatever, and she chops the beetle, or she starts smacking the beetle or whatever. And she comes, she's there, and she's like, "Hi," and he's like, "You're alive?" And she's like, "Surprisingly, yes."
Yeah.
And she still has her swords that she smacked things with, and I'm just like, "What?" Because she's like, "Yeah, surprisingly, I'm alive." And then he's like, "Okay, well, bye." And then he starts driving off, and then. He's like, well, you guys made it, so that's good. And then he's just like, okay, you can go now. And then we get off. It was interesting.
I have nothing to add. That was, like, people literally don't have to ride this now because you just gave, just painted the biggest Bob Ross picture that has ever existed of any ride or attraction in the history of the world. People don't have to ride it. They literally just experienced it through you. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was probably the greatest thing I've ever watched.
I forgot at the very beginning when I said this bird thing came through, it was actually a very big bat thing.
Oh, that was.
Because they were in the caves and she was like, hey, sup. And then she turns around and you can just hear bats. And she's like, aw, crap. And then the bats start flying in, they're little normal ones.
Yeah.
And then this big thing comes through, grabs her, and then that's when she chops off the leg. And then the things come. She starts chopping them. And then the beetle comes and takes her, and she's like, bye.
That was seriously the greatest description of any ride I've ever experienced.
Thank you.
I don't even know how to move on. We're gonna go to Jurassic Park now, right?
Yep.
What did you think of the overall theming of the Jurassic Park?
I liked Jurassic Park. It was good.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, everything was nice. Everything was like Jurassic Park themed. We got to see an egg hatch.
That's true. Yeah.
It was kind of weird, but I mean, it was cool.
Camp Jurassic.
Yeah.
Is a playground with elaborate landscaping and theming, including slides and cave. No, that wasn't where we were. It was it was something else. It was the Discovery Center. I'm sorry. Sometimes my notes aren't the best. But yeah. So we went down in there though, and you got to see a dinosaur be born.
Yeah, that was cool, right? That was interesting.
What did you think of the rest of that little area? Like,
that was, like, cool. You have to go through a dinosaur little eye thing and just look around.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Okay. Let's talk, well, we didn't get to do the, I don't even know how to pronounce that dinosaur's name. Pterodonian flyers. I wanted to do that. But remember, it was the one that you hung. It's like a roller coaster, but it was a two-seater.
Yeah.
Front and back, and you hung from the coaster railing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a long wait, and you decided to skip it. It looked cool, though.
My friends were too tall for it.
Really?
Yeah, they were too tall.
Do you know any of your friends that rode it? Did any of them mention it?
I forgot. No, okay. I don't think so.
All right, let's talk about Jurassic Park River Adventure. So this is a slow-moving boat ride through Jurassic Park that ends with a thrilling 85-foot plunge.
But the thing was, okay, so you go up and stuff and you do that. And it was interesting because I kept screeching and being like, welcome to Jurassic Park. There's even a picture that was like live and you could hold it and it's just me going. And then we did that. It was funny because so there was a huge box and it was like live raptors written all over it, and then it was shaking and stuff, and I was like, oh, interesting. And when we were right under it, it fell.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god. And then you go through this little thing, and then I think you go down a little bit. I forgot. Yeah, I think so. And then you go down the 85-foot plunge. But the thing is, all the water sprays outwards.
Yeah.
Not like that other one where it's all just like...
Right in your face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked this. You know, we went through the queue and we pretty much walked on.
Yeah.
I mean, we really had little wait time for most of this day. So we pretty much walk on and the queue's okay. You know, it's got some videos and stuff playing. And you get in the ride vehicle. For the first half, I'm like, okay, this is like Jungle Cruise for dinosaurs, right? Because it was kind of taking you through each area. And you had like a stegosaurus and you had I think a brontosaurus and a whatever-saurus and a boringosaurus. And then all of a sudden, I'm looking ahead and I'm like, oh, we're coming to the next thing. And the boat starts going left. And you're like, oh no, here's the problem. We accidentally went left. We're going to an area we're not supposed to.
Yeah.
And then it got really awesome, actually. I really liked it. Like, you had animatronic raptors. You had, like, you know, sirens. You had, like, boats and stuff that were ripped apart. The walls are torn up. And then, you get to that part where the raptor box drops down. I really loved the way this ride turned. I thought it was a really good ride. I don't think this is, like... I think this ride, compared to everything else we did, is on the lower end.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it.
There was actually a little small jump scare. There was, you're going over, and you see a dinosaur, And then you feel a bump. And then this one just jumps out of the water And I think it was meant to feel like you went on top of it. Because it just jumps out of the water like...
Yeah, it did. It did do that.
So that happened.
Yeah, I love the plunge. I love the end. I enjoyed this ride. We'll do overall thoughts at the end. We're going to move on to the wizarding world of Harry Potter. All right, let's talk initial thoughts as you walked in. You're a big you're a big Potter fan. I'm not. I've seen some of the movies with y'all. I'm not a big Potter fan. I think I get the movies. I get why people are. I'm kind of like, whatever. What was your initial thought as you walked into this land?
I loved it so much.
Okay, you're going to have to speak.
It was amazing. Yeah. I was like, I walked in and there were so many cool things. It was so amazing.
Okay.
And then we went on the Forbidden Journey.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I lost it.
Yeah.
It was amazing. You're going in. You like, literally, it was... So you're on this little moving platform and you're going and then it lifts you up. You're going through and it makes you, I think like you go, like you throw the dust into the fireplace and you're going through and then Hermione's like levitating you with Leviosa, not Leviosa or whatever it was. I forgot how Ron says it and then how she corrects him. I think he says, like, it's not Leviosa, it's Leviosa.
Something like that. Yeah, I totally get what you're talking about.
Of course you do.
No idea.
Okay. And and then you're like flying through, you go on your like little Quidditch, and then you see Hagrid, and he's like, have you seen a lost dinosaur? Or like, dinosaur. Have you seen a dragon anywhere? And then you're going through, you see Harry and Ron like flying on the things with their little Quidditch shirts on. And then that was nice. And then the dragon comes, and there's one part, and this is just in and out 3D, in or not 3D.
Not 3D. Yeah, you're actually using 3D glasses.
Yeah.
It is 2D, kind of like Soarin', where you're put into a domed screen, right? Like,
yeah.
It's the best way to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
You're immersed into inside of a half dome screen.
Yeah.
And that's what you see. It's not 3D, though.
Yeah, and then you could see the dinosaur, like, and it, like threw fire at you or whatever. Not actual fire.
Yeah.
There was actually a lot of fire in other rides, but not in that one.
Yeah.
So that one, there was, and then you see the dragon. And then you go back into the screen, and there's Dementors everywhere, and they're, like, about to eat you or whatever, and suck the happiness out of you. And then you get into the real world. And they come at your face like, and that actually scared me and Lynette. We were like holding hands the whole time, like,
really?
This is amazing.
Really?
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. They did scare us. They were like, like just trying to suck the happiness out of you. And we just, we got spooked. And then you went through, I forgot exactly what happened, but there were like a whole bunch of stuff. The queue was amazing too.
Yeah,
the queue.
It was. Dude, the moving, the paintings.
Yes, yes, the paintings. The paintings
move and talk.
The paintings. You could even see the lady.
Yeah.
Who was the Gryffindor's like keeper? I don't know what to say. Like the password gets in, like and then like that's the entry to Gryffindor Tower, like little dorm place.
Okay.
And then and then there's just, I remember we were just going through and you can already see the mirror from when Harry was in his first year, I think. I forgot exactly which one. I'm trying to remember. And I think it was the first one. And Harry was a little youngin and he looked through the mirror and there were his parents.
Wow.
And I looked through it and I was just, and because when Harry showed Ron in the book, Ron was like, I don't see your parents. And he was like, what do you mean? My parents are right there looking at me and laughing with me. And then Ron was like, no, they're not. And then he said, here, Harry, move. And he got in, and he was like, oh, look, I'm holding the Quidditch cup. And he's like, no, you're not, Ron. And he's like, yes, I am. Harry, yes, I am. And then they're like, what? And then Harry ends up finding out that it's, like, what you most likely wanted.
Okay.
So Ron really wanted the Quidditch cup. Dumbledore said that he imagined himself having a sock.
Hmm.
I don't know why. I forgot exactly, but I think it was something meaningful. Like, it's because it's, like, the smaller things that mean in life. And I already have whatever I want. And I'm like, aw, nice. And then there were so many cool things. There was the sorting hat. There was, yeah, all those paintings. I kind of wish you did see James and... Why can't I remember her name? What? Lily. Yeah, Lily. James and Lily.
Okay.
That's Harry Potter's parents. Oh, I would kind of wish you saw them. But, I mean, it was still awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought this ride was amazing. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what this ride was. I had not done a lot of research going into this, so I wanted to be surprised. This ride vehicle, this everything is insane. Again, use of screens, actual set pieces, you know, it was the best of everything. This ride, again, ride vehicle alone, I can't even explain what it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. I thought it was, yeah, I actually loved it. And what I like about this is it's very much like, what are you doing over there?
I'm dancing.
Okay. Much like I think Pandora did a good job is that even if you're not a fan of the Avatar films, you get immersed in Pandora and you enjoy the rides because they tell a story. Same thing here. I'm not a huge Potter fan. I haven't seen all the movies. I haven't read the books. But once you go in there, you're insane over there. Okay. I'm trying to talk here, honey.
Okay.
Once you go in there, it sets it up so well that you don't need to know the story. It still is amazing. Mm-hmm. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like I just
Yeah, it was really good.
It was crazy. And we came out in the gift shop, like this was really cool. I was very, very surprised. I would put this in my own mind barely behind Flight of Passage as the best ride I've ever been on. Like, they're close. They really, really are. Why are you giving me evil looks? Which would you pick?
I would pick Harry Potter.
Of course you would.
All
right. Let's talk. Now, they do have Hogwarts Express, which we unfortunately were not able to experience because you have to have a ticket to Universal Studios Park.
Yeah.
So we could not do that. But we did do the Flight of the Hippogriff,
mm-hmm.
which is ride through Hagrid's Pumpkin Patch in a family-friendly roller coaster that spirals and dives around the pumpkin patch. What
you
did you think of this?
You got to see an animatronic. It was really cool. Buckbeak. He was amazing.
Buckwheat?
So, Buckbeak.
Oh, I thought you said Buckwheat. A-okay. Again, you're too young.
Buckbeak.
You don't know who that is.
Okay. Buckbeak. He's a hippogriff, and a hippogriff is, if you do not know, a hippogriff is, imagine the body of an eagle with its wings spread out and its beak and its claws reaching out to grab you and then take its, like, the back of its, like, little, like, tail thingy and just add a horse's body to it.
Okay.
And that's basically it.
Yeah. What'd you think of this ride?
I mean, I wouldn't have to do it again. If I had to choose between, like, something like, let me see, now it's all on Seuss Landing.
Well, anything.
So.
Like
any other ride, I'd probably pick the other one, because the Hippogriff one, I mean, the only good part was seeing the Hippogriff. The other one, it was just like a little small barnstormer ride where you just like go through
a
little
bit.
Comparison. There's nets everywhere. Because I mean, if you fall out, you're going flying.
I'm glad we did it. We didn't wait long, which was fine. I thought this was kind of junk. I thought this was a throwaway ride, much like a barnstormer. Like they just put it in there because they felt like they had to.
Yeah.
It's a very short kiddie style coaster, but a thrilling kiddie coaster.
Yeah,
as far as kiddie coasters
take a kiddie coaster and just add some speed, add some fast turns, and
yeah,
a whole bunch of jerking
I don't think it's needed. But all right, next we're gonna go to the Lost Continent, which the only thing we have here is a we have lots of food, we have lots of shops. I have zero idea why this place exists because we do have the Poseidon's Fury show. So this walking tour of Poseidon's temple becomes an adventure filled with special effects and illusions. Why don't you talk about this, honey? What do you think of this?
We did this close to after getting off the water slide, water rides.
Yeah, we were still all soaking wet.
And it was very cold, and we were having a slushy. Life was great.
Yeah.
We also had some gummies. That was nice.
From where?
My backpack.
From where?
Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But that's because of Aaron.
Yes, it was. So, okay, what did you think of this walking tour show?
I liked it because of the tour guide.
Yeah, he was amazing. He was so good. Really? Like, you didn't like the other
Yeah,
like,
the other parts I was just like, fire, heat me up. Okay, bye.
Okay.
Because, like, you went through and he was like, he picked it up and he was like, okay, now we can leave or something. And they were like, no. And he was like, what?
Yeah.
And there's one part where he was like saying, like, okay, now we can leave. And they're like, no, you can't. And he's like, okay. And it was funny. I liked him.
Yeah.
It was nice.
He was good. I thought it was cool. I mean, the layout's weird because you have all these masses of people continually funneling into three or four different like chambers and rooms. I thought overall it was good. When you got to the end finale, it was very dated. Very, very dated. Like old feeling, right? With the Poseidon and the dude that was like fighting them.
Yeah,
and
it was
kind of
weird.
But I thought it was something very different. I drug you guys in there. Thank you for enjoying it. Okay.
Mm.
All right. Next, we're going to move through to Seuss Landing. We did not actually do anything in here, but you have the High in the Sky Seuss Trolley. You have the Carousel. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. You have the Cat in the Hat Dark Ride, and you have If I Ran a Zoo, which is like an interactive play area. Okay.
If you are pregnant, have back conditions, weird other conditions, this is the only place I'm pretty sure you could go.
That's actually fair.
If you are pregnant, if you have back conditions, if you have neck conditions, if you are motion sickness, just don't come here.
Yeah, it's true.
Because
that's actually very pretty
true. Yeah, like most every ride, I would see a warning. If you are expecting, if you like have back conditions, neck conditions, arm conditions, motion sickness,
more stuff.
I'm just like, well, just don't come here if you have any of that. Because
no, I can totally agree with that.
I'm pretty sure the only place you could go is like Seuss Landing or something like that.
Totally. So. All right. Well, we're going to talk food real quick about where we ate for lunch.
Oh,
and
okay.
We ate at Thunder Falls Terrace.
Mm.
And so there's two reasons we ate here. One,
because it was the closest.
It was the closest. Two, I was with three 11-year-old girls who were hungry, so I had zero choice of where we went. Because you guys said, we're here. I see food. I want to eat here now. Right?
Yeah, because we were like, well, what's there? And I was like, I was really feeling some grilled chicken. Or like, some grilled chicken.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, I mean, they do have some stuff. And there was like kind of like a barbecue. And my one friend, Rochelle, who was going to give that guy a high five, said, are there fries?
Yeah, there's fries everywhere.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons we went there, because there was fries.
Yeah.
But I mean, I ended up having about two corns of sticks.
Really?
Two sticks of corn. Yeah, that's what they're called.
Called ears.
No, it's sticks now.
Okay. So we went, where we ended up was in Jurassic Park, Thunder Falls Terrace. You can choose from a mouth-watering array of rotisserie chicken, barbecue ribs, smoked turkey leg, soups, salads, and more. Then relax in the cool indoor dining room or watch daring riders get drenched on Jurassic Park River Adventure right outside.
No, you gotta add the TM.
TM. Trademarked. You guys split. The three girls got two chicken and rib combos. These are $19.49 each. That's expensive, but this was a lot of food. So you get a rotisserie chicken, mango barbecue glazed ribs served with corn, and then one side, which y'all got fries for each of them. So what did you think, though? I mean, did you You ate both ears of corn.
Yeah.
How'd you like the chicken and ribs, which you barely
The chicken
ate?
And ribs. I liked the chicken. The ribs were okay.
I thought the ribs
I
were
think
actually
the
really
two,
good.
The three best things I liked were the fries, the corn, and the butter.
Yeah.
So the they had two little, like, things of butter, like two little squares, rectangles of butter, and you opened it, and I would, like, I cut it with the fork and then spread it on one side, and then I ate that, and then I did it again, ate that, and then I had some left and I just ate it.
You just ate straight butter.
Yeah, and then there was one part where some rib juice, like some rib sauce, got on one side of the corn, so I didn't eat that.
Yeah.
I only ate the other side, and then I had a lot of butter left and I ended up licking the whole thing.
You ate some chicken, though, right?
Yeah, I did eat some chicken. The chicken was good.
The chicken was very good. I thought the ribs were actually really good for a quick service type place. I went with the rice bowl for $12.99. This was rotisserie pulled chicken or black beans with cilantro lime rice in your choice of toppings. I actually got chicken, beans, every topping included guacamole, sour cream, cheese, onion, I don't even know what. It was delicious. Huge portions. Everything all together. I think we ended up with three sodas, the two chicken and rib meals, and a rice bowl was about $60, and it was a ton of food. So it was not actually too bad.
Did you say the rice bowl was $60?
No, I said everything together.
Oh, I thought you said the rice bowl was $60.
All right, let's talk about a couple snacks we had.
Butterbeer.
Butterbeer. Why don't you talk butterbeer?
There was frozen and regular. We got both. It was very good. I think my favoritest was the regular, just because it felt more butterbeery. Like, because you could read the book and you could think, oh, I feel like butterbeer would kind of be like sort of a pumpkin kind of like a, I don't know how to explain it, but like it's, you can feel like what it tastes like. You can, like, you can imagine it, and then you can like feel it, and then you can like taste it.
Okay.
And you're like, yeah, we got that. And it was so good.
Yeah, so you enjoyed it?
Mm-hmm.
I did not care for it at all.
So we did actually, it said there was some gilly water, and the gilly water was what Harry Potter drank to go under the seas.
Mm-hmm.
To fight the mermaids and stuff. And
yeah, of course. I mean, why wouldn't he?
In the tournament?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that part.
Where Cedric Diggory died?
Duh.
Edward Cullen died?
Duh. He's from Twilight. Are you trying to mess with me? Don't mess with me on romantic vampire dramas.
No, okay. But that was actually like the same dude. Edward Cullen and...
Cullen.
Eric Cullen, yeah, and...
how do I know that? Cripe.
Did you say cripe?
I said cripe. I don't even know. That's not a word. Better than your language tonight. It's not family. It's a family show, sweetheart. All right. So we had butterbeer. So you liked regular better than frozen.
Mm-hmm.
These are going to run you about $7.50 each, and the lines will get low.
Yeah.
There are stands everywhere. You can get them inside, outside, everywhere.
Anyways,
they're
you didn't let me finish on the gilly
okay,
water.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, so we were thinking of the gilly water, and I was like, it's probably either just water sounding cool or Sprite, so it tastes different. Turns out my friend got it, and it was just water.
Yeah.
I actually got to taste it.
Yeah.
I waterfalled it.
Yeah. That's weird. I could taste water anytime I want.
Yeah, and they were just like, so. Gilly water.
That's funny.
We
also did get, on the way out, a $13 chocolate frog. How'd that work out for us?
Oh, the chocolate frog was just chocolate, sadly. I mean, I really wanted to taste that frog.
I think it should have been mint-flavored chocolate.
How do you know what frogs taste like?
I imagine they taste like mint.
Why?
Because they're green. Mint is green. I think they really missed the mark here. They literally are selling you a $13 chocolate frog.
It's literally
it's
all
solid chocolate.
Solid chocolate.
There's nothing else to it. And the chocolate wasn't even that great.
Yeah.
I was not a fan.
Yeah.
That kind of made me a little mad. we did stop and get a frozen Coke.
That was a slushy we had. That was good.
Okay, I didn't try those.
It was good.
Because nobody offered them to me, so I was just the dad there, just taking you guys around. Giving me Coke. What about the churros?
I love the churros. They were so good.
Dude, that churro was amazing.
Yeah, it was really good. It was really sugary and good and like a churro should be.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so what weirded me out is, you know how Captain America has his like little signature motorcycle?
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying that there's going to be superheroes coming through. Spider-Man come through on a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
Other people come through on a motorcycle.
Well, that's just their.
And
their
then you see Captain America walking with them.
He was walking?
He didn't have a motorcycle. Oh, really? He was the only one that didn't have a motorcycle, and he was supposed to have a motorcycle. He was the only one that didn't, and he has motorcycle.
Oh, okay.
So everyone else has motorcycle, and he doesn't. When he's supposed to have a motorcycle, no one else is supposed to have a motorcycle.
How many more times can you say motorcycle?
It's a motorbike.
Motorbike?
Yep.
It's not a motorcycle?
Nope.
What's the difference?
Nothing.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. All right. All right. I have some additional thoughts that you can talk about. Now, you didn't get to experience. I downloaded the Universal app. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This app, I'm going to actually say is awesome. It is awesome.
I didn't look at it.
It is extremely easy to use.
Oh yeah.
It did not crash every 5 seconds like my Disney experience. You can add a credit card in there to easily set up purchases throughout the park. Again, some of these my Disney experience does. I just felt the ease of use was so much easier with the Universal app. You can add I easily added our passes and our tickets, so in case we lost the paper tickets, I could easily just show somebody.
Oh.
And it was easily accessible. You can add favorites. So what I would do is I went through on the bus ride down and I said, these are our favorite rides that we're thinking. And I had a quick favorite tab, which would quickly show me and the wait time, show them and the wait times. Hmm. You could set an alert for when a wait time got to a certain amount, it would alert you. So let's just say I'm going through and I'm going, Hulk is at 50 minutes. Alert me when it goes to 25 minutes and it would alert me. And my favorite part about it was it didn't crash once during the entire day.
Ooh la la.
Unlike my Disney experience. Some interesting things I found, and you can tell me if you thought so as well. Both parks and CityWalk have one security entrance.
Yeah.
You notice that? So we all got funneled. We had the bus drop us off where all the parking, everything is, and there are masses of people. And we all go into one circular atrium and everybody's distributed through security. There is no hand or manual bag check.
Yeah.
It's all done through security belts, x-ray machines like an airport.
Mm-hmm.
And then you filter out. And the other thing I thought was so weird is that you have to walk through City Walk to get to the parks, which I did not care for at all. Especially when we were leaving and City Walk was starting to get busy. You have any thoughts or opinions, or you just don't notice those things?
I didn't really notice.
Okay. All right. Finally, I noticed on the signs, there were signs everywhere that stated absolutely no outside food or drink or coolers.
I didn't.
Unlike
see
Disney.
That.
You did not notice. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention.
One thing I really liked is, from what I remember, almost every single ride we went on had a single rider line, which I like as a guy who sometimes goes to parks by himself and does single rider.
I only noticed that once, and that was on the Harry Potter ride.
Okay. But so, it was like everywhere. I really like that. Mm-hmm. There are lockers. This was interesting. Mm-hmm. So
you can
for rides like Forbidden Journey, for Hulk, you have to put your stuff in a locker. They're basically not letting you bring a bag or whatever on. How did you feel about these? Did you think it took too much extra time? Were you cool with it?
I didn't really care for it.
I thought it was a huge pain in my butt.
I felt like it was actually kind of like necessary, but this one guy, he actually got his phone in and we were all like, he's going to lose his phone.
Yeah.
Well,
there were some issues not long ago on some of the rides where cell phones and such, because a lot of these rides like Hulk go over other areas of the park. There were some issues where things were falling out of people's pocket. People were getting injured. A lot of it goes back to when they used to have the Dueling Dragons roller coaster. There used to be two coasters that basically went side by side. Mm-hmm. And at one point, they passed each other. And there were issues where people were taking things from their pocket and throwing them at other people. It's not funny, dude. People got injured, bro.
But it is.
But it's really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you took like a chair or something, you don't. Well, I mean,
okay, you don't want a quarter even coming at your face at like 60 That's true. Miles an hour there, bro. So there were some issues. So they implemented these. They are, while I appreciated them, they were also a huge pain in the butt.
Yeah.
I thought. And for something like Jurassic, I had to pay $4 for the first hour and a half just to ride the ride.
Yeah.
The other two were free. Like Forbidden Journey was free. Hulk was free. But
I do like how they give you a lot of time.
They do.
So it's like if the ride is about an hour, you don't have to worry.
Yeah. But, okay, so like, for example, we went Forbidden Journey, used my fingerprint,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say Jurassic had to use a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Hulk had to use your park ticket.
Mm-hmm.
None of them were the same.
Yeah,
it was
that's
all
true.
Different.
Everything
I didn't like
was
that
just
part.
Different.
And
then the Harry Potter one was like magical. We stuffed our bags in and they were like, oh, wait, is there going to be room? And then we stuffed one more bag in
deep
it just
yeah.
went back. And we were like, oh, my God, this
no,
is really
true.
Magic.
That's true. So final thoughts in general. Give me your final thoughts. Give me your comparisons of, you know, here versus Disney. Like just anything you want to say. And then I've got some of my own.
I loved it so, so, so much. That was amazing. Like literally going there, I started seeing things. And then I started to cry.
Really?
Did you not see me? I was jumping upside down, up and down.
Oh, when we pulled up on the bus, you were a little nutty, yeah.
I started like bouncing up and down and up and down, screaming, oh my God, 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 oh my God. And like, I even said that to my friend. They're like, that was you?
Yeah.
And then like, I started to tear up and then people are like, look, we're here. And I was just like,
yeah. It's, well, and so this is new. This is very new to you, and you've been so excited.
Yeah.
But what do you think of the overall, you know, rides versus Disney? What do you think of the overall theming versus Disney? The cleanliness, the employees compared to cast members? Like, what do you think overall of all those different, like...
For the cast members and stuff, if you want a nice cast member, go to Disney. If you want one that's, like, just... Okay, here you go. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then go to Universal.
Okay, all right. Because
I feel like the cast member... I didn't even see a cast member at Universal except for that one guy that showed us around at the one place, that tourist thing.
Okay.
Dude that I said I liked.
Yeah, okay.
He was cool. I didn't really see anyone else that was like, first of all, even fun.
Yeah.
Like well, Disney cast members. I was once wearing a shirt that said Eat, Sleep, Dance. And this cast member... He was, like, kind of old, and he walked up, and he reached out, and he, like, took my hand, and he started dancing with me. He's like, you want to know why I started dancing with you? And I was like, no, why? And he's like, because your shirt says eat, sleep, or dance. You're not eating, you're not sleeping, so we got to dance.
Yeah, totally. What do you think about the overall theming and being immersed in lands compared to both of these?
I don't know,
because
Disney is, like... one theme and it's like for kids and stuff. Universal is some of it's for kids and then some of it's for like a King Kong. It's for different people. I don't know.
Okay. Adult. I mean,
yeah, more like adults and
more,
stuff.
Okay. All right.
And then,
okay.
What else was there?
What about like rides overall?
Rides.
Which is hard to compare
again,
because we have to compare four Disney parks to one Universal.
Okay.
Oh, my bad. Yeah.
If you have any problems, if you're expecting, do not go to Universal.
You said that? Okay.
Exactly. That's like the only difference.
Yeah.
Like the rides, if you have some like neck problem, back problem, expecting, you could go to Disney and still do some rides.
Yeah.
Universal, just don't bother going.
They're much more intense and thrill driven, you think, at Universal.
Again, every single
Islands
ride,
of Adventure, at least.
I was like, oh, there's another sign.
Yeah.
It's like the 10th one I've seen so far. And I don't even know if we've done that many rides.
Do you want my final thoughts, my overall thoughts?
I really don't care. How long is it going to be?
Oh, my God. Really?
How long?
Do you have somewhere to be?
Maybe.
Where?
Maybe.
You just want to go play on your phone, don't
maybe.
You? Okay.
Yes.
Here's my overall thoughts. I like this a lot more than I was expecting to. I love it. I think the rides are outstanding. I absolutely love the mixed use of the 3D technology. And I know it's hard when people go, oh, you're just throwing in simulators. You know, people want old school dark rides and things like that. I love the combination. I thought these rides were outstanding. There was not a ride I didn't like.
Yeah.
There was not a ride I was not really, really impressed with. I was blown away by the rides here. The theming in each individual land is good, but overall to me, this feels like an amusement park as opposed to a theme park.
Wait, what's the difference?
There is a difference. There's a difference when I'm riding Hulk and I can look over to the right and I see parking lots or backstage buildings, or I see some dude's Kia parked next to a dumpster. You know, when I was up on Ripsaw Falls, I was able to look over and see other areas. Any area in this park, this is a very small park.
Yeah.
Very, really very is. Small. And from any individual land, you can basically almost see every other land.
Yeah.
So I think the immersiveness is lost. For me personally, Seuss Landing does nothing for me.
Yeah, Seuss Landing was just...
Toon Lagoon, I enjoyed the two rides very much, but everything else doesn't do much for me personally. I thought Jurassic Park area missed a lot of potential marks that it could have really connected on. I personally felt this was much more of a go-to amusement park for rides, but not for overall theming, you know, immersiveness.
Yeah, because like Jurassic Park on the ride, it opened the gates and it was like, welcome to Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
But it didn't do the dinosaur noise.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't do the dinosaur noise.
How dare they?
That's why I had to be over there like,
yeah, thank you for including such a thing. I will say I really enjoyed it. I want to go back. I want to check out the actual studio, Universal Studios side, and see everything there. I was pleasantly surprised. I just, for me, there was a very, very different feel than Disney, which people had told me. But it's not bad. It's not good. It's just there. It's just different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Things are just different sometimes, and they can all be good.
That's why I was excited to go, because I was going to walk in and be like, oh my gosh, I've like never seen something like that before.
It was so cool to see things I had never seen before.
Yeah.
I love that part. Like I remember even over a year ago, you know, last year we had the first time we got water park tickets at Disney that we included with our passes. It was so cool to walk into a Typhoon Lagoon or a Blizzard Beach and just see things you'd never seen. It was so cool to walk into lands I'd never seen before.
Yeah, because Disney, I can, like... predict what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Universal, I was like,
right,
whoa,
which was so cool. So any last minute thoughts or whatever you want to add, or are you just done? You want to go play on your phone? And
yeah, kind of.
First of all, I can't say thank you for not only allowing me to tag along during your trip with your friends. Was I a cool dad? Or
yeah, you were cool.
Okay.
I mean, you did, like, hang out and, like, say stuff, and, like, you weren't, like, that one type of dad that's just like, okay, I'll just watch you guys, and you guys can do what you want.
I mean, I rode everything with you.
Yeah.
I, like, sat next to all your friends, because you guys traded out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I bought y'all stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I'm hilarious. That helps. No? Does not? Was I not?
When did you make a joke?
Those were just in my head, and they were solid. Trust me.
Tell me one.
I don't remember right now. I don't want to spoil them all in case I ever go back, and then I'll... Would you allow Mommy and I to go to Universal without you in November so that I can show her Universal?
It depends.
What does it depend on?
It depends on... I don't know what it depends on.
Okay.
Just
let me know.
Are you going to?
Maybe.
Because I would like to come with
we
you.
We might. We might. And we may look at, you know, would you want to be an annual pass holder at Universal Studios?
I don't know. Universal seems like something that you don't always want to constantly go to.
Really?
I feel like you'd get sick.
Really?
Like,
you didn't think so?
Yeah, Universal, like literally Lynette after the whole thing. So we met up with some friends, and then we realized, oh, wait, the bus is going to leave without us. So we started heading over. We got checked in. Then Lynette had her hands over her mouth and said, where's the trash can? I was like, oh, everything's over. And I looked around, and I'm like, there's a trash can by the bathroom. She starts walking over, and I'm walking over with her. And then she starts throwing up in the trash can. I'm like, oh, no. And I, like, her hair was in a braid. I pulled her hair back so it wasn't, like, everywhere. And then she, like, started throwing up more, and I just walked away because I couldn't handle it. And I went over to everyone else, and I was like, is anyone okay with the sound of throw up? Lynette's over there throwing up. And I turned around, and she's walking back, and she looks perfectly fine. I'm like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm like, are you sure? Like, are you completely sure? Because you were like, she was just throwing up. I was like, dude, what the heck? She was fine. I actually slept on the bus in a very awkward way because I was leaned up against the window seal with my mouth open. We actually have a picture. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. I'm confused what any of this has to do with
nothing.
Being
annual
pass holder.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we were talking about that. Yeah. I just want to talk about this.
Okay, that's cool.
Yay.
All right, well, thank you, Kaylin. Seriously, so much for joining me.
Thank you
for letting me come with you. I had such a good time. I had so much fun experiencing everything with you. You are awesome. I have a feeling that you might end up with your own podcast one day because you are a natural.
No, just be a YouTube video.
Just like mommy, you two just step in and you're better than me, which I absolutely love because you're awesome. So, all right, we're going to wrap up. Everybody out there, thank you so much for listening. I hope this was helpful. Again, you know, this is coming from people that spent a day at Islands of Adventure and did some research. Well, you didn't. I did. But did some research. And, you know, if you have any questions, if you're not so sure about how all this plays out, I highly recommend Melissa Pilgrim with the Ears of Experience. MPILGRIM at themouseexperts.com. She will totally hook you up, get you all set. I've been asking her questions all day. She knows her stuff. She's an amazing, amazing travel agent. Cannot recommend her enough, not only for Universal, but for Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, all of those as well. If you have not already subscribed to our show, please do so. And if you have not if you have not left us a rating and review, do so as well. Mommy normally says, because it helps our show grow. She is? Okay. She says, because it helps our show grow. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to say, please leave us a rating and review, and then you're going to say that, okay?
What?
What are you going to say? Because it helps our show grow.
Okay.
All right, ready? So please leave us a rating and review.
Because it helps our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.